Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And, you know, I got to say, frankly, I mean, to be honest, I was actually rather shocked by what the Democrats did to Sleepy Joe at their convention. I mean, they made him basically stumble on stage to deliver what can only be described as his own eulogy. I read one commentator called it his last embarrassment, we hope. And to add insult to injury, his time slot was at freaking 11:30 at night. He didn't even speak until the middle of the night. It was and this is the supposed president of the United States. But once he opened his mouth, well, I think we can all sympathize as to why they did that. His speech, it was just, I mean, it was just full of the usual blunders, his stuttering, his sputtering, the general confusion. It just all further cements his legacy as the worst American president in modern history, possibly ever. But until recently, the Democratic Party, as you know, supported him, and they supported him fully. I mean, remember, he was supposed to be as sharp as a Joe Scarborough of MSNBC said, this is the best Biden ever. You remember that? That was just a few short weeks ago. Now, we know that all fell apart. His cognitive decline was evident to all at that disastrous debate, and they just simply couldn't hide it anymore, and they finally forced him to drop out. But now we're getting multiple reports of precisely who was the one that organized that orchestrated effort to squeeze President Biden out of this race, and it was none other than Nancy Pelosi. In a recent 60 Minutes interview, she was asked point blank, what did you tell President Biden to persuade him to step aside? Needless to say, she refused to answer. I think she was trying to keep her false teeth in her mouth. But bottom line, what's being widely reported is that Pelosi and her cabal of Democrat elites all came to the conclusion that Biden was unfit to run the country because he was 81 years old. He was just too old to run the company or country. But here's the strange catch in all this. Nancy Pelosi is older. She's 84. So why is she still in office? Well, my good friend Ross Givens says he's got the answer. Ross is a 20-year veteran of the stock market, a former vice president, J.P. Morgan Chase, and he's a leading expert on insider trading. Ross, thanks for coming on back. It's always great to have you.
Hey, always a pleasure, Dr. Steve.
So, our favorite topic, Nancy Pelosi. She's, I mean, by every conceivable metric, she is past her prime, shall we say, if we're being kind. She's been in Congress. Get this, if people don't know, she's been in Congress since 1987. How old? I'm not going to ask how old you are. I will tell you, I was still in high school back in 1980. Okay? She's 84 years old, but she refuses to leave office. You, sir, claim to know why. Go.
Dr. Steve, the reason she will not leave office is because the second she steps down, she loses access to inside information. Now, Nancy Pelosi, just since 2008, has made an estimated $140 million trading stocks. And from everything I've seen, the vast majority of those gains has come from the use of private inside information. Now, as you know, she was Speaker of the House for 8 years. That's two steps removed from the Oval Office.
Yep.
If something had happened to the president and vice president, they'd become incapacitated. God forbid, she would have been the leader of the free world. Now, that is an incredibly powerful position, one she held for nearly a decade. And with that kind of power comes access to valuable information. And this is the information she used to make hundreds of well-timed trades in the stock market to become extremely wealthy.
I wrote it down, 140 mil. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I think
on a congressional salary.
On a congressional salary. That's right. That's right. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. That's right. That yeah. I think a lot of our viewers have obviously heard the rumors about Pelosi and her insider trading, but they might not realize. I mean, when you give a number like that, they don't realize how blatantly corrupt her actions are. Can you get some specifics here? Give some specific examples of what she's done, what kind of information she has to have access to amass $140 million?
Well, let's just think about it, right? She knows which companies are going to get awarded massive military contracts. And when Lockheed Martin and Raytheon get $10 billion from the federal government, their stock soars. So she knows about new bills being drafted, the ones that are going to have big impacts on private companies. So a few examples. Recently, a couple years ago, was the CHIPS Act. Now, the CHIPS Act gave $50 billion to semiconductor firms like NVIDIA, trying to bring semiconductor production in the country, which is great. What does she do? She loads up on NVIDIA stock on leverage, mind you, made millions of dollars that stock shot up. I think she made $5 million on that trade. She bought it again last November, just cashed out with another $3.7 million. She bought Microsoft 2 weeks before the U.S. Army announced a $22 billion contract with them. She bought call options on Google in the middle of a House judiciary vote on antitrust regulations for Google and its Silicon Valley monopolies. Shocker, she voted no. It didn't pass. Google stock soared. I think that trade netted her $5.3
million. Wow.
She bought Tesla right before Biden signed an executive order mandating the entire federal fleet transition to electric vehicles. I mean, Tesla stock shot up 30% in the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
So she has done this over and over and over again, and it's all thanks to her position and the information that comes along with it.
Wow. It's mind-blowing stuff. And obviously, this is what makes you so interesting. Obviously, I and our audience are sitting here. They're getting angry and very upset at this. But you are probably the only person I know that doesn't get upset at this. Well, you do. I've noticed that. You could get pretty hot under the collar when you're talking about. But I like you. You use the adage, you don't get mad, you get even.
That's it.
Because you've made it a career. You made a career out of following their trades and essentially using their insider information for your own benefit. Right. And again, how you and I hooked up, you actually show people how to do it. You show people how to piggyback on these trades to make money for themselves. And I know some of our viewers, myself included, we get your stock tips that you send out on it's almost a daily basis. It's several times a week. And I know some of them done extremely well. You sent one out, if I'm correct, a few weeks back to stock. I've never even heard of these stocks. I'm a layman. And you showed insiders were heavily buying the stock. It's already up 50%. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, it was up a little more, but it's down about 50 now. Yeah.
And you were, I mean, I have seen you do this over and over and over again. And what's so cool, you are hosting another free online training event. This one's on Thursday, August 29th, 3 p.m. Eastern,
right?
Where you're going to show our audience how to do it themselves. That's what I write. You don't give a man a fish. You teach him how to fish, right?
So
he can feed for a life. And gang, there's a link in the description below to register. You have got to check out Ross's free trainings. They're amazing. I'm at virtually every single one of them, and the response we get is mind-blowing. But just to be clear, and this is to be fair, this is not just Nancy Pelosi is doing this, right? Yeah, you and I have talked about this before. This is a permanent political class practice. This is Republicans doing it, Democrats doing it, old and young, right? They're all doing it.
Yeah, well, most of them. Yeah, I would say. But I can't remember I told you this last time we talked. I thought this was funny. Bloomberg puts out a list of the 100 richest places in America every year. Okay, this last one, 9 of them are around Washington, D.C. And so you got to ask yourself how that's possible, right? I mean, you get, it's L.A. Well, yeah, it's the Silicon Valley. There's Google. There's Apple, right? There's industry there. What do they produce in D.C.? What is their industry?
Right.
Their industry is corruption. Right. And that's how they've made this money. And some others that have done this, like you said, it's not just Pelosi. I mean, Pat Fallon, who's a Republican, bought Microsoft stock right before the government announced a $10 billion contract with the Pentagon. Cindy Axne was trading Wells Fargo stock while serving on the Financial Services Committee in charge of investigating Wells Fargo. All right. Catherine Clark, she bought a little stock called HoloLogic a week before that company was awarded a $119 million COVID testing contract.
Wow.
Dr. Steve, the woman is literally on the committee that awarded that funding. You know, we saw Blumenauer. This guy's buying defense stocks the day Russia invaded Ukraine. So, yes, it's not just Pelosi. They're all doing it. And as you pointed out, the only silver lining to all this and why the insider trading part really doesn't bother me is that they are required to report their trades. Mm-hmm. And if you know where to look, you can see what stocks politicians and other insiders are buying in nearly real time. So what we can do is follow along and piggyback their trades. And that's what I do in those training events. I show people how to find the information, what to look for. We do have a service. We put these picks out. We give people 4 or 5 stocks per month, fully researched, all the information on it as well. But at the end of the day, we're using their information, the advantage they have, for our own benefit.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, but again, legally, ethically, right? Nobody's bribing us. Right? Yeah. They're not using it as a way of getting some kind of leverage over us or anything. It's just voluntary. Right. It's like you said, it's not getting mad. It's getting evil. Wow, wait a minute. I said that now. Yeah. But you inspired that, I think.
Well, I'll take it.
You mentioned the buying of defense stocks. With everything going in the world today, I have to imagine there's been a lot of that with everything going on. Some would argue that what we're seeing there, what they're doing there, let's just say it bluntly, they're war profiting. Is that accurate, would you say?
Yes, I would say. I mean, look, these are the people who set the Pentagon's annual budget. You know, so to then cash in on defense industry stocks that you've propped up. I mean, look, Congress added $70 billion to the Pentagon's budget just in the last 2 years. And most of that, as you well know, is funneled directly to these defense contractors like Palantir, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, and their stocks have soared. At least 25 members of Congress sitting on national security committees have simultaneously purchased stock in these very same companies. But yes, I think you're right. I think it's war profiteering, plain and simple.
I'm getting mad again, Ross. I'm getting mad. I got to get even now. I got to sign up. Click on that link. I got to sign up, right? Obviously, it doesn't seem ethical. It's not ethical. And it's certainly not fair. But like you said, I mean, I'm glad you're helping people level the playing field. So we've got the free training coming up August 29th, Thursday, August 29th, 3 p.m. Eastern. Give us just a sense of what people can do to start taking advantages. Anyone could come, right? You don't have to travel. It's all online.
Online. Anybody can attend. You don't need any experience. We put it very, very simply. And in fact, the majority of our members had never bought or traded stocks before. So it's nothing can't do yourself.
I'm one of them. Yeah.
The only catch to it is the software we use, the GoToWebinar software to broadcast this, does cap out at 1,000 attendees. Okay. Last I checked, you had like 1 million+ subscribers. I don't know. So we tend to fill those 1,000 spots
up very quickly.
The only thing I'd tell people, go ahead and register early for that. Register early. There's nothing to it. Name, email. If you put your cell phone number, it'll shoot you a text reminder. And what I'm going to do is just show people how to access that public database where you can see all these insider trades. So you can see what stocks they're buying right now in their own account, what to look for, the ins and outs. We've been doing this for our members since 2017. We've never had a losing year. Some of our picks have gone up over 1,900%. I mean, the one I gave your people in January went up 345%. It quadrupled in like 4 months. That reminds me, we are also giving away all the research on our newest pick to everyone who registers for the event. So even if you can't attend, I encourage you to click that link. When you do so, put your cell number and email. We'll automatically send you the full research report on our newest pick so you can see the depth of our research, what the stock is, who's buying it, and get an idea of what we're doing. I think when you see it laid out, it's very simple and easy to understand. It is in-depth research, but it's enough. If you pass third grade math and you can read, like, you can do this, you know? So, click that, get the free report, join us on Thursday, 3:00 Eastern, live, online, free to attend.
Nothing to lose. Like you said, even just registering, you end up getting a free gift as just for registering. So go ahead and do that. Got nothing to lose there. Gang, yeah, I mean, as Ross is pointing out, Pelosi and her cronies are just running their corrupt games. I mean, literally right under our noses. I mean, it's obviously unethical. It's outrageous. Exactly why the American people are just more and more fed up with these elites. But the good news is Ross has the right tools and knowledge to help you turn the tables on them. So don't miss Ross's free training. They're very popular. They fill up fast. So don't wait. Click on the link August 29th, Thursday, August 29th, 3 p.m. Click on that link below. Get registered and learn how to use Pelosi's secrets against her. I'll be there with you. Just soaking in the knowledge as Ross gives to it. Ross, great to see you as always. You do make me mad, but then you get me excited at the end. And that it's like a really good movie in that sense. So I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 29th.
All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Steve. It's always great to talk to you. We love the work you do. And thank you for all that you're doing.
Right back at you, Ross. Thank you.